Welcome to Hills I'd Die On, a podcast where I, Taylor Cox, invite guests to discuss and debate unpopular opinions they're so passionate about, they'd be willing to die on a hill over it. Thanks for listening. Welcome back. Today is a gorgeous day on the pod because today we've got a fantastic guest among us. She is a writer slash actor slash comedian extraordinaire, most recently for AP Bio on NBC and the other two on Comedy Central. She is a real treat and a total joy for being here. And she's here to die on a hill with us today. Please welcome to the podcast, Gilly Nassim.
Thank you, everyone. Yay. Stop clapping. Put your hands at 10 and 2 on the wheel.
Yeah, we are in a car while doing this. I am driving. I'm driving with my laptop on my lap. As it should be.
I'm in the passenger seat feeding her soda.
And it's been a real ride so far.
Toot, toot, beep, beep.
Toot, toot, beep, beep galore. Gilly, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to have you.
Watching you do the intro was really nice. Just for listeners at home, she really gives it all. She gives it everything.
I really do like to look my guest deep into the eyes to tell them their credits that they already know. I'm so excited that you're here today.
Thanks.
You have given me one of the greatest gifts, and that is the gift of your hill. And I am so excited to get into it because it's one of the most unique takes to date. Would you like to tell us what that hill is?
The hill that I will die on tonight if I have to. Ooh. Is that I believe twins should be separated at birth.
Okay, great. Yes. When you texted me and you said twins should be separated, I was definitely curious if it was going to be a timeline thing where we should do it from the get-go or if there's twins nowadays that we should
Right. I think this would be like, you know, starting in 2020, you get into the hospitals when twins are born. That's when we go. We don't want legislation.
We're looking to change legislation today. Got it.
I don't want people to feel specifically targeted. This is just what's best for society. It's what is best for each individual. And twins are the opposite of individual.
Got it.
So we must create individuality where there is none.
Okay. So you have told me that you are uniquely qualified for this hill because you are the sister of twins. Correct?
Yes. This is what I want to cop to. I will be approaching this subject from both an incredibly, let me backtrack from incredibly, but from a factual standpoint and then from an incredibly emotional standpoint.
The best way to die on a hill. Okay. Is from hard facts and hard emotions.
I'll be screaming as I fall on my sword. I am the younger sister of two twins.
Okay.
They were my tormentors. They were my guardians. They were my nightmare.
Yes, as most siblings.
As most siblings are. And so I have, I think, grown obsessed with the idea of twins. I think it's very funny because of how disgusting it is. And then my whole life was sort of created around these two people. People think it's so interesting. People can't believe it. They want to know all about it. And these two individuals, excuse me, they are not individuals. These two copies of a person is happening twice have done nothing to earn these accolades. That's a terrible way for a person to be born. Like if you're born with an ability to do great math and discover new equations and find planets, then you should be lauded for how you were just naturally born that way.
Sure.
But if you were born, you've done absolutely nothing except for cells split equally in a womb to create two of you. You literally did nothing. You made no choice in that. You're just a fluke. You're a mutant. You're disgusting. And I don't see how that's a good thing to be born. Like, unless you're the Lord and Savior, you shouldn't be born with such a huge, on a pedestal, such a huge, big award that's going to follow you for your whole life.
Totally. Although you could say this applies to pretty much anyone who's born to famous parents as well, right?
True. And we agree as a society, we love mocking the spawn of famous people.
True.
We both love and hate it. When they go into the business that their parents went into, we assume that everything they got was handed to them. Uh-huh. I mean, Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yes.
Yeah, she's good. Sometimes they're talented, but there's 200 people in line. And totally. Of course you're going to get to the front of the line if your last name is Howard.
Privilege.
And daddy's
so
wrong.
You're saying that twins experience privilege in a way that they shouldn't and don't deserve.
Absolutely. You summed it up perfectly.
Amazing.
I had to work hard to have a personality. I had to work hard.
It worked. It totally worked.
Yeah. I for sure. I credit them with a lot of what made me weird or comfortable talking to people, because that's another issue, is when you have twins that are living together, as I'm positing they should not, they fall into each other. They grow this weird like magic between them. I think that's real. I think the whole twin connection thing.
Really?
Yes. And now we're going into mysticism and I'm comfortable here. I'm
so
fine.
Comfortable. Okay. Let's do it.
When one of my sisters missed a flight early in the morning and none of us, she wouldn't call any of us, her twin knew. One would have a dream that something bad happened to the other one, and then it was real. If you talk to someone on the phone for hours every day and you have the exact same genetic makeup and you're the exact same age and you have the same history, probably you can predict things about the other one.
Sure.
But there's just some uncanny things that you can't ignore.
So then wouldn't you argue that that is kind of special in its own way?
But what good does it do?
I mean, I don't know. It clearly helped your family find your missing sister.
No. Oh, well, that's funny because that's what I think should happen, is that one just kind of goes missing. No, I'm not suggesting we kill them. I'm just suggesting we separate them.
Yeah, great. That's hilarious. I love that so much.
Yeah, we so pride hard work and individuality, and a twin by definition is none of those things. They don't work hard to get any kind of recognition. I am talking about identical twins for the record. Fraternal twins, they're basically just siblings.
They can live. Fraternal twins can live.
They can live in harmony. They can live together.
How different looking do you have to be for that to matter? Like, you know, Tia and Tamara Mori, for example.
Are they fraternal?
I think they're fraternal.
I know some people who are siblings years apart who look like copies of each other.
Sure, but they are allowed to live in the same home.
I think so, because they don't have the sheen of a twin.
Sure.
Once people find out they're fraternal, there's an immediate sort of like, oh.
It's like disappointing.
Yeah,
it's not as cool if you're fraternal.
I think so.
Although I will say I've known some like boy-girl twins in the past. Even though I'm supposed to be defending twins living together, the boy-girl twin relationship.
Freaky.
It freaks me out a little bit.
I mean, at least they have different DNA. That is another huge issue. We're talking about murder, okay? This isn't just a Law and Order subject.
Amazing.
From an episode.
So first reason we should separate them is because they're unworthy of
the accolades.
The accolades, and so we should tear them apart. Second reason is because we're preventing death.
When one twin commits a crime, what do police use to track down a criminal?
Fingerprints.
Fingerprints. DNA. Fingerprints are different.
Okay, I was gonna say, aren't they? Okay.
Even on twins, fingerprints are inexplicably unique. They're snowflakes. But I think people are moving away from fingerprints.
Yeah, I was going to say that maybe the last drama I watched was like some 70s.
So that's the one difference between them, and it's not even useful in solving a crime.
Sure.
Hair, blood, skin, anything you can get DNA from. I don't know if you can get it from skin, but I know you can get it from blood and hair.
Uh-huh.
They have the same DNA. So if one twin commits a crime, how do you rule out which one that it was?
I mean, you can't.
You really can't.
Wait, what is the movie that I just saw? Blake Lively is in a movie where she plays, spoiler alert, a twin and blames the death on the twin.
Okay, you've just given me another reason.
Hollywood.
A boring device in film.
A boring device. I was going to say, I am like not at all surprised that this is your take, because you're a Hollywood professional and Hollywood is obsessed with twins.
She had a twin the whole time. That is so lame. There's a Lindsay Lohan movie too. It was one of the last ones she did before we were like, goodbye, Lindsay. You know, Mykonos has you now. Like,
which, oh, dreamy.
She's a stripper and is missing a limb.
Oh, okay. I was,
and
like the Parent Trap.
Oh, well, that too.
Yeah. She's a stripper and missing a limb.
I didn't think of truly the best one.
With Lindsay Lohan.
That's so funny.
That's amazing.
The whole device of this mystery, I think it's I Know Where I Died or something like that.
Oh, okay.
That's not the title. But it was meant to be her big return after some drug busts.
Amazing.
And then her big move is the first move she ever made, which is they're twins.
She went back to a well that worked. Can you blame her? Worked so well the first time.
Okay.
Total classic. To be quite honest, when I was looking into this, I was like, okay, well, I guess I have to defend why twins shouldn't be together. And I could only really come up with two reasons. The first being like that it's, you know, amoral, which we don't have to get into. But the second being, the second being that without twins, we wouldn't wouldn't have such beautiful things like The Parent Trap and, most importantly, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
I was obsessed with the Olsens growing up, and it was frustrating. Oh, yeah.
No way.
That was a weird sort of like side effect of my sisters rejected me very, very badly. Five-year age difference, it happens.
Yes.
Almost like just exactly a year age difference between me and old Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh, man.
So I really fantasized that I was attached to their twinship.
This is so fascinating.
Well, I mean, it's not defending it. They did It Takes Two.
Yeah.
And I believe the premise of that is not that they're twins, that they're just doppelgangers.
I honestly have a list. As I was doing research for this, I was like, there are so many great movies with twins. And then I was like, oh my God, there's a couple that are Parent Trap-esque where it's like actual splitting of twins. But then there's so many more that are just doppelgangers who meet
like
each other.
You look like me?
Yeah.
And I look like you?
Lizzie McGuire movie?
Oh, yeah.
Nearly Flawless. There's a new one with The Princess Switch.
Yep. I watched it. Vanessa Hudgens.
Also good. Most of them are like Prince and the Pauper remakes where it's like one of them is famous and the other is a normal girl.
I mean, Mickey Mouse does a great Prince and the Pauper.
Oh, you're also twins. Also twins.
When you say good, we're saying so bad that it's good, right?
No, we're saying like unabashedly, there's no such thing as guilty pleasure good.
I appreciate
flawless
that
good
sentiment, yeah. We're talking about movies now, too, where it is the same actor playing both roles. So that means they're equally attractive because it's literally the same person.
Yeah.
Another reason why I think twins should be separated. One is, you are constantly comparing one to the other. It is impossible. Every move you make, everything you do physically, all of your successes, one is going to be the alpha and one is the beta. And that is a merciful thing, to let them grow up separately and to not have to keep tabs on what their life could have been if they were like a little smarter or their nose was like a little smaller.
Yeah.
And my sisters, I should say, I think throughout life, they sort of traded off being the more successful one, and they've really evened out.
Yeah.
But growing up, there were so many sets of twins in my school. I went to a huge school, so there were a lot of twins.
Weird. Where are you from?
I'm from the Valley.
What was in the water in the Valley?
You know what's weird is a lot of them were Israeli too.
Hollywood was in the water.
Hollywood was in the water, baby.
Those twins.
My family's Israeli, and we have twins. We're filthy with them.
Really?
Filthy. A lot of my cousins have twins, like more than three sets.
No way.
I guess it's a problem that will continue happening whether we separate them or not.
Okay, yeah.
But how sad. You would eventually get the feeling that everybody decided if you were the beta. And I mean, when you're in high school, you literally have paper proof, like grades, transcripts, who's on varsity, who's on JV. It's so sad to me.
Yeah.
We're already comparing ourselves to other people.
I actually was looking at this, and there's a lot of research done with schools on whether or not you should put twins in different classes. And there's actually like, I mean, thus far, and again, it's probably very hard to get sample studies since, I mean, half of why we like to study twins is nature versus nurture, right?
Yeah.
And so to be able to do it and then within the same classes to see if they flourish better when apart or together. They've done like a couple studies on these, and they haven't found any conclusive evidence that separating them is actually better for those reasons. And they were hoping they would be, because they were like, oh, we can allow them to be independent. But a lot of it was like, twins are so inherently one as is.
Ugh.
That I know that dividing them actually isn't going to make that much of a difference, because they're kind of by default going
because they're tapping into their ESP with each other and just spending the whole class time
a little bit of that
like divining what the other is thinking.
Oh God, don't you think it's like a little cool?
No,
you don't. You're completely...
I love the idea of like witchcraft and fairies. I read a lot of sci-fi and fantasy, still do.
Yeah,
I think there's only one soul because they were one person. And then they split.
So you're splitting the souls.
I don't think souls can split. So best case scenario, they have half a soul each. Worst case scenario, there's one and they sort of know when to throw it to the other so that we're not talking to a totally soulless person, and they can just sort of beam it back and forth between them. So there's always one sinister, soulless just corpse
the beta
roaming the earth, the beta.
I also feel like, okay, yuck, to the alpha beta thing, I will say, I feel like, yes, I've known sets of twins where it's been like one is clearly the more fun or the better twin. Mm-hmm. And in the same way that, you know, if you meet siblings or friends, you gravitate to one person over the other. It's definitely got to mm-hmm. be more traumatic if it's your twin.
Yes.
But I've also met twins who have either gone so separate, there hasn't been comparison because they've like wanted to be, you know, in direct juxtaposition to the other, or twins who are so much alike that it's like almost impossible to compare
because they create the whole,
because they're almost interchangeable.
So I would like to ask, how different did they go? The ones that,
like, movie different, like one danced, one played soccer, you know, that type of different, where it's like this one's the girly girl and this one's the tomboy.
That is the Olsen twin idea of different.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, isn't it? It's like also the most like 90s idea of different is that like you identify with the masculine or the feminine.
But what's funny is, yeah, I would argue that that's not really different so much as halves of a whole.
Sure.
My sisters landed in a similar thing. One of them is an engineer and was really good at maths and sciences growing up. And the other one is in like just kind of business, like generic business. I couldn't tell you.
You say that like it's like such a bad thing.
But she was an English person and they took each other's SAT sections.
Brilliant.
And one wrote the other's college essays.
That's brilliant.
The mathy one took the math SATs for the other. And then the Englishy one wrote her entrance letters.
Truly brilliant.
It's cheating. And we're all like, oh, those scamps, I'd do it if I could, say, if I had a twin.
Like, it's one of those things where you're, it's cheating, like weirdly aspirational. And I understand that it's cheating, but it is totally one of those things that, like, especially as Mary-Kate and Ashley lovers who, you know, I same thing, just a few years younger, and like thought they were the coolest thing ever and was like switching places. You could both like only study for one thing and like get A pluses on it, or like you could both trade off, like Mrs. Doubtfiring each other. It's dreamy.
Let me tell you something.
Aspirational.
For
a child,
but you did all that by yourself without trickery or cheating.
Yeah, sure.
My best friend from high school, Elise Bagley, what's up?
Hey.
She and I are both tall and blonde. Uh-huh. The similarities truly end there, although fair enough, that's a lot to work with.
Yeah,
she is covered head to toe in freckles, incredibly distinctly beautiful girl.
Uh-huh.
And the freckle thing is just like, how could you possibly mistake her for me? I don't have freckles.
Right.
And we have different faces and personalities and figures. And we would switch places in Spanish. And all that got us is realizing how completely just abandoned we were by our teachers and how little they paid attention.
Incredibly dark.
Cool, we succeeded.
That's,
we did
just
the
like
thing.
A big problem with the public school system.
Yeah,
in California
it was the kind of class that was divided, like parting of the Red Sea, like chairs on one side facing the center and then chairs on the opposite side facing the center. Yeah. With a big walkway, like wide walkway in the middle. We were literally on opposite sides of the room than we were supposed to be. And often when she would call roll, I would respond at my name. I'd just like forget that we were doing this. And she never picked up on it.
That's amazing.
For weeks.
That's amazing. But you're also arguing now that maybe twins don't have that privilege because you and someone who barely looked like you did the same thing.
Yeah, I'm just saying they're not cool. It's not as cool as everybody thinks it is.
You mean
we
to get away with
toe.
It.
Yeah, we dipped our toe in this thing that everyone's like, oh boy, twins really have something going for them.
Sure.
You could do it as an individual. So what's the point of keeping them together if you don't even really need a twin for it?
That's
just
hilarious.
Find someone who has two similar characteristics as you and you're fine.
And you can get away with it. That's hilarious. That's so funny. I really am fascinated with this Mary-Kate and Ashley thing, though. I feel like that is like a really just mind-blowing fact that those twins were the go-to twins still. And I'm thrilled because I would have felt so sad if your sisters ruined Mary-Kate and Ashley for you.
I think we're a generation, we'll always be fans.
We're obsessed.
And
I'll click on anything.
Anything.
Truly.
And it's so lucky that they stopped acting at the exact right time because they're like preserved on ice. Their movies are there forever. They were children. Of course they're bad. And then now they're these like old women fashion designers.
Yeah, actresses turned fashion moguls.
Their faces look like sucking cigarettes.
Yes.
And then they just froze there. But it's a choice.
And it's hot. I'm into it.
I feel okay judging how they look because I think it's all a choice.
Yeah. Like, and they're like so beautiful.
And they got so grossly sexualized. That's something I hope we apologize to them one day society. There were countdown clocks for when they would turn 18.
Oh, that's right.
Stuff that I think even then as a kid I'd hear about and I didn't judge because it's like, well, that's what the world is. But yeah, now it's like, that's so
horrifying.
Disgusting. Oh, Billie Eilish would never stand for such a thing.
No.
I think that they're weird and bizarre.
They're so...
But I also think they should have been raised separately.
Do you think that there are any twins that should be separated now, like later in life? Or it's like what's done is
done? It's so sticky to start saying that. It makes it seem really cruel.
This is an out of love podcast where yes, we're just discussing things that are theoretical
but
and
that's
not
why
necessarily
I, yes, so that's why I want to institute sort of like everyone who was born before 2020.
I love that this
continue.
Is like truly a platform.
Yeah, this is just one of the many places I'm spouting this idea. This I didn't like come up with it for this,
right?
You know, there's the question, okay, we start separating them, aren't they gonna feel it? Aren't they gonna always feel like they were missing something? Because I already said I believe in the whole intuition
escape
thing.
To which mountain?
Oh, they'll find each other atop a mountain looking for treasure.
I don't remember. All I remember is like the hand thing, and then it was like it glowed. They had a twin connection. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Great movie.
I mean, the movie Twins with Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm obsessed with that movie as well. Yeah. I think my sisters were gifted it as a joke, and we weren't allowed to have VHS tapes because my mom was like, "Why we rent them?"
That's hilarious. You weren't allowed to own VHS tapes.
She hated the idea of owning them, and we probably spent more money renting the mask than we would have just buying the mask, but you never see that coming.
That's amazing.
But that movie, you know, he just knew, or no, he found out.
Yeah, there's a lot of finding
out. And they're not
out.
Identical, so it's different.
So it's totally fine. That's
yeah, there's a lot of finding out. Everything's fine up until the moment they find out. That really ruins their life.
It's just the second they know.
The second you know, you're on a quest, you have to journey across the country. It's a big hassle.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's better to do it.
Trying to get your parents back
infants.
Together. It's the whole to do.
Yeah. Did you watch the movie Three Identical?
I was just going to ask you this.
Okay. Three Identical Strangers.
Yeah.
Yes, thoughts? I did. I thought it was a fascinating movie.
Yeah.
But they were subjected to some sort of sinister science experiment.
Yes. Which isn't what we're trying to do.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's, yeah. Spoiler
yeah,
alert.
This is truly out of the interest of the individual twins.
So it's less because twins are annoying. It's less about the privilege and more because you think that they would grow up as better individuals separate.
Thank you. Yes. Separately. Obviously, I'm going to be accused of coming from my emotional place of having lived in reaction under the, you know, great shadow cast by my interesting sisters.
Yeah, we've said it once on this podcast. We'll say it again. There's no room for haters here. This is clearly an unpopular opinion podcast because it's fun and joyful and not because we actually care about the opposing opinion. So
thank you.
This is me defending the other side. No, Gilly, it's bad. Don't separate twins. Okay, anyway. That's the best I could do on this one because she's not telling the truth. Anyway, don't tweet at us, but do.
I mean, if my sisters heard this, they would be very sad.
Would they be?
Yeah, but I mean it. So
wait, would they be? So you haven't told them that this is your thing?
They know that I'm preoccupied with the idea, and they know how much they hurt me.
Oh. You've also turned into such a lovely, talented, wonderful human.
That's so nice. Well, you know, towards the light.
Do you think maybe that it could have been a blessing in double disguises?
I think that that's impossible to say.
I guess so.
I know that's an annoying answer, but it's impossible. It's impossible to say. We could have found so many other routes to creativity
to
and
success.
Art. Yeah,
that weren't being traumatized by siblings.
You know, I talked to myself in the backyard a lot, wrote a lot of stories that
amazing.
Way.
Amazing.
If I were an only child, I probably would have done the same thing.
Hilarious.
So.
I mean, having
them.
Siblings in general is fascinating, right? Because I'm one of four and it's none of us are twins, but, you know, some are closer than age than others. Some liked more similar things. And like, I do think having siblings absolutely influences the paths you choose.
I completely agree.
But I don't know if it's any better or worse with having twin siblings. You know what I mean? I can totally see how it would be frustrating to have somebody be like, oh, your siblings or twins are so special. But like, I have a brother who's incredibly bright, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe similar, being like, oh, he's so smart. And then you're the younger one being like, okay, well, he did good. Like, gonna do the best I can.
Absolutely. And I think age spread matters. There's a lot of factors. Totally. Like, there are people, you know, we've all met people who are like, they don't really talk about their family. And they're like, and then you find out they have a sibling and it's like, well, I'm 12 years older than them. And it's like, oh yeah, it makes sense. You didn't get chummy because you weren't in the same
100%.
Home. Yeah. So there's so many factors.
Even gender, even though we're living in a genderless society now, but correct. Like has played a role in what people choose and who people are more competitive with.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of factors. Like you were talking about male, female twins.
Yeah.
At least you have that barrier between you to say, well, that's why I'm this way and that's why they're that way. Yeah. Even if it's totally fake.
Totally.
But it's what you need to survive.
Totally.
Like, oh, well, he's older. Like they had that advantage or that person's a male. So I have my own strengths. Like there's having some kind of other thing to point to for why they've done better or worse is helpful. So when they're exactly the same. You can't point to anything. Yeah. You just,
And I can't imagine it would be easy growing up with a twin, just due to the comparison. But at the end of the spectrum, you always have someone on your team, right?
Yes, but I think that's also an issue.
For the other person, not for the twins.
My sisters were a unit, seamless unit.
Uh-huh.
And that seems like an advantage, but you shut people out because of that, I think. When you're a kid And I mean, I'm complaining, truly, I'm a very lucky person. I had lots of advantages in life, for sure. But when you're in a fight with your parents, let's say, you're mad.
Yes.
You storm off.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, you're kind of bored. You're a little less angry. And then you're hungry and you want a snack. But you said you were mad. So you're like, okay, I'm going to give it a little longer. Then eventually you just drop it because your family's in the kitchen, the food's in the kitchen, you gotta go to the kitchen to get some food, and now everybody's fine and we're not fighting anymore.
Your relatable content.
Yes. When you're, at least what I observed in my habitat, is the twinship fueled their anger for so much longer. They didn't get bored. They didn't need a snack because they had each other and they could just outlast everyone in a fight.
That's crazy.
That
I haven't heard before.
I think there's specific people who will be like, that sounds great. But to me, that's awful. When you're feeling slighted or you're upset, to have a yes man, like someone who their role isn't to argue with you or debate or sort of like, here's another perspective. Their role is, I have the exact same perspective. So whatever you're burning with, I am stoking the flames and we burn together until we have raised the family to the ground.
That's hilarious.
Fighting with a set of twins is truly a nightmare. It's an unfair fight.
Yeah. Well, so I actually read online, there's oftentimes two types of twins. There's it's complete or compete. So there's either the twins that like complete each other in the same way that you're saying, where they like are fully yes and to a fault, or compete, where one would be like, if you're staying in the bedroom, I'm going to the kitchen.
And interesting. Like, what a tidy little two-word
bow to put on it.
I love it so much.
Really had a great time. That was like one of two things that I looked up before I went down the rabbit hole of Mary-Kate and Ashley for like an hour and a half, and then was like, oh shit, I should be prepared for this.
I've been down that rabbit hole so many times and I keep going down, and there's not a lot of new stuff. The rabbit hole, they don't keep burying.
No, there's nothing new.
Or burrowing through, but I'm like, no, I like this hole and I want to.
When they give you like one sentence, it's like one new sentence. There was something that came out that was like, Mary Kate thinking about moving to LA. And it was like, what? It was like, this is like the most important clickbait of our time.
Wow.
We didn't even get into Three Identical Strangers. I want to go back to this.
Sure.
So what did you think of this?
If I remember correctly, it was all orchestrated by a mysterious adoption agency, and they were doing research on like a German socioeconomics. Researcher.
Yes.
So that, you just said separate but equal. They were actively seeking to not be equal.
Yes.
And
yeah, they were all
there were interesting conclusions where it's like the one with the richer parents didn't necessarily have the happier life, which I think makes sense.
Yeah. But it's also fascinating because in the study, I feel like the movie did such, it kind of like forced you to be like, but was it nature? Was it nurture? When in fact it was like really inconclusive. And
yeah, them not having access to the adoption agency's files made it feel a little unsatisfying.
So unsatisfying.
But it was still, I mean, the first like half.
It's wild.
What a story.
Well, and them reuniting is like, yeah. And finding each other in an age before social media is crazy.
Yeah. The way they tell it is that one, they found out about the first two of just like, hey, Bob. And he was like, my name's not Bob. And they're like, really? We know a guy named Bob. Like, that's so unreal.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we can learn from them in my hill that I'm proposing. Yes. Finding out that your life isn't what you thought it was, I think would be pretty psychologically damaging.
Traumatic.
And so.
So you're not pro parent trapping anyone. You're not like, oh, let's have them develop into full grown adults. And then at 18, we'll
and
tell
then
them.
Watch them meet each other down the line. No, it's got to be total and final. They'll never know, because knowing, then you wonder like, why is my government forcing me to be separate from my twin? Why is there legislation
It's got to be legislation, but secret legislation that no twins are allowed to ever find out
about. It's public. You just don't know that you were
you're
a twin
one
or
of
not.
Them. Yeah. So you could be voting for this legislation, not knowing. You're keeping yourself.
I mean, isn't that the juicy story?
We've got
if people
our
are trying
screenplay.
To overturn it, and the person who's the head of the woman who's the head of the committee to keep the law in place gets visited by a mysterious stranger with her same face.
Can't believe it. Then what? What happens next? What happens next? I'm tuning in.
I mean, they probably have felt each other's presence all their lives. There's a lot of flashbacks where she was talking to her imaginary friend, and then we see the opposite of the twin talking to her imaginary friend, and it's two halves of the same conversation, even though so many match cuts. My God.
It's
also played by the same actress, so many wigs.
Okay, what was better than the Parent Trap haircut, though, while we're on the wig topic? When she cut that one little piece of hair, Lindsay Lohan.
So she could have a half-up ponytail with bangs down?
Yes! The coolest haircut of our time. Without the idea of twins, we don't have that haircut. And so, Gilly, can you really riddle me this? Is it worth separating them and losing that? And the scene where she pierces her ears. Oh, my God. I rest my case.
That movie is deranged.
It's fully insane.
And all of its iterations. Those parents are criminal. That is why I think the government should be involved. It shouldn't.
Sure.
They
were forced to be criminals.
Their cruise love affair was so volatile that she gave birth. She handed over a baby. Not that she's more responsible as the mother, but like she got pregnant. They arranged for this to happen. She handed over a baby and then they just said, see ya never. That is so. They're both awful parents.
And then happened to send them to the same camp. They're both awful parents. I thought you were arguing that they were like doing the Lord's work by separating them.
I think that's what should happen. But I'm just saying the fact that they came to that conclusion on their own when they could have been a unit. They've each had a kid and they each have also abandoned a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
We don't address any of that. Yeah. In my proposal, these twins are adopted into families. I don't care what kind of families. Anyone can be a family. Am I right?
Sure.
Doesn't need to have two parents.
Totally.
But the idea of starting as a unit is and then separating them later, I think
is weird. But all twins have to start in someone's unit.
I guess that's true. Well, okay. We put a curtain in between the woman's legs.
Okay. Great.
So there's already a curtain, you know, so that the doctor can do their work down there.
Okay,
and
so as long
behind
as the mom doesn't see the twins, mm-hmm. she has to know they're coming, can't mm-hmm. see them, mm-hmm. because then it becomes moral once again.
There's attachments.
But if she sees the twin, amoral adoptions.
Agreed.
That was a question. That was a question, not a statement.
It felt like a solution. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, well, both solved it. Curtains, legislation, top to it. Gilly 2020. That's hysterical and so insanely dark. When I was looking up like famous twins, because I was like, who do we think of besides MKNA and Tia and Tamara? Jenna Bush.
Oh, I mean, Jenna and Barbara.
Yes.
Jenna was absolutely the winner in that tug of war.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I hate saying that. Barbara, I'm so sorry.
Barbara.
But you got the name Barbara.
She did. She didn't say
that.
Have
you ever seen the name Barbara written in all caps? It's crazy.
It's like Babar.
It's literally like Barbara. It makes you question everything about the world. It's like a ripple in the fabric of reality.
Picturing it, it's like an accidental like copy paste with a typo.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And it doesn't roll off the tongue very easily when either.
No. And when you're writing banana, when you're just like, well, here we go. And A, right. And an A.
But it's like your name. That,
but less nice sounding.
Banana.
Banana.
The name like, banana, far nicer.
It's genuinely more lyrical than Barbara.
What would their lives be if they were Jenna and Banana? If
Banana
only,
Bush.
If only the injustices in this world.
I'm just imagining some story where the Bushes were just trying to stick it to Bob Dole somehow. And they were like, well, you have Dole, we have Banana. And that's the thing. You have to come up with two names at once. It's hard enough coming up with one.
Yeah, you're so right. Because you never have two that are your favorite. It's always one that's your favorite and then another.
One of the names is your second favorite.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I hate that so much.
But you could say that about every second kid.
But you've had more time and life experience in between.
So it might have changed and evolved.
You learn, you meet new people, you learn about new names. one of my other high school best friends is a doctor.
You're very popular.
I've got a lot of friends. She is a doctor and she's very passionate and she delivers babies. And she was telling us that a woman was having triplets, which let's not even worry about the whole triplet thing, but they had a order plan for the name for each kid.
Oh,
and I guess one baby, they were like tracking their placement in the womb and how they were going to probably be birthed. Mm-hmm. And one baby was probably going to be first. And then something happened. They needed to go in and like move a baby around, which is another insane thing that you can do. Like if they're breached.
Yeah.
And so a different baby ended up being born first. And their plan was first one out gets named Hero. And then the other two are named like David and Ryan.
That's crazy.
It's fucked. If you're going to name one kid Hero, the other kids need to be named like Nike and Aries.
Yes, 110%.
It's so, I mean, it doesn't all have to be like Greek or whatever, but it's so.
Hero, David, and Banana.
I mean, which do you pick?
I don't know.
If you could choose which.
If they're all identical and you had to marry one.
I don't want David.
I don't. Definitely don't want
Chuck
David.
Chuck David.
Kill Mary Bay. Hero, David, and Banana.
Bye-bye, David. Oh, my God.
I choose Banana. I think Hero would... I think you'd grow up pretty fucked with the name like Hero to start.
Right?
It's almost meaner to Hero to name him that and then have two kids with normal...
It's a big name to live up to. Yeah. Yes. It's
also very unique where the other two are very status quo.
Yeah, it's so mismatched. And then it's like saying... One baby lost or two babies lost. They lost immediately upon arriving.
Hero
they already
and
lost the race.
One and two. There's no losers in this household.
And then that story, their parents are going to tell that story just like I'm telling the story. And I don't even know these people.
Oh,
they're
going
to hear that story
every day.
Ever.
That's
and
so
David's
true.
Trying to live his boring ass life. Banana's out there being cute and nice and trying to make the best of it. And then people will find out, oh, this is my sibling change. Hero. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Why are you
I'm
Banana?
David,
and why on earth are you David? I thought we killed you. I thought we
David,
got rid of you. David, get out of here.
Kelly, I think you've really done a fantastic job.
Am I dead?
Of dying on this hill. How do you feel? Do you feel good and dead?
I really do. I have no regrets. I won't be a ghost.
You're not going to come back and haunt even your twin sisters?
No.
They don't deserve it.
No, they can have it.
I'd love you to come back to life to run for office, to continue your platform, because I'm so intrigued by it.
Thank you so much.
And I love it very much. Is there any closing statements you'd like to say?
Yeah, I guess to my sisters... Just be cool about this if you hear it. Don't give me grief, okay? You tortured me enough for long enough. I'm allowed to go on a podcast and shit talk your, I don't know, species because I think you're nasty. And do you want me to pretend like you're not? No, I don't want me to pretend either. Honesty is brutal. And that's the gift you gave me is the gift of honesty. Okay? So just shut up and be cool about it. And I'll see you at Rosh Hashanah.
Godspeed. Godspeed. And with those beautiful last words, I'm going to read you your eulogy.
Okay, great.
We've gathered here today to say goodbye to Gilly Nassim, who died on the hill of Twins Should Be Separated at Birth. Gilly was survived by her many shows and projects, including AP Bio Season 3, premiering on Peacock, and her show We're Gross at UCB, which is the third Thursday of every month. You can follow Gilly's legacy on Twitter at @time2getgill. That's time to GETGILL. And on Instagram with the same handle. Gilly, we're so grateful for your time and efforts here as an individual on this earth. And may you rest in peace.
RIP, thank you. There's only one of me.
There's only one of Gilly.
And only one of you.
God bless. Thank you. Hey guys, thank you for listening to today's episode of Hills I'd Die On. If you're enjoying the podcast, feel free to rate it on Apple Podcasts and leave a comment letting me know what you like most. You can also reach out to me on Twitter at @bytaylorcox. I am always happy to hear thoughts or feelings or compliments or, of course, any hills you guys might be willing to die on yourselves. Thanks again for listening and hope to see you next week.